今天我的讲题是冒犯与饶恕。
My topic is offending and forgiving。
冒犯与饶恕，其实我可以讲就是被冒犯与饶恕。
Or I rather say being offended and being forgiven。
被冒犯是外来的。
Being forgiven is coming from outside。
饶恕是被冒犯以后你本人的反应。
Forgiving is the react that you coming out of you after you are offended.
好，我们今天来进入这一个主题，相当的特别。
It's a special topic.
但是也相当的重要。
And it's very important to know.
耶和华，我们一起来念一下在出埃及记当中记段的一段经节。耶和华预备起。
耶和华
是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶。
This is from Exodus 34 verse 6 to 7. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin.
这一段话是在3500年前。
It's written 3,500 years ago.
神跟摩西第一次启示的话。
God revealed this to Moses.
在这边描述了摩神的个性。
It describes God's attribute.
非常的特殊，非常的重要。
A very special scripture.
所以我们这边看到，饶恕是神的一个性情。
So forgiving is one of God's attributes.
3500年前，时间往前，到了到了西元前2000年的时候，主耶稣再一次讲到饶恕。
About 2,000 years ago, Jesus brought this up again.
主耶稣在主祷文当中讲到。
The Lord in the Lord's prayers mentioned,
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
Forgive our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
在旧约当中，我们第一刚读到的是讲到神与人的关系。
In the Old Testament, we just mentioned this, the relationship between God and the human.
但是到了新约，到了公元第一世纪的时候。
But when it comes to the first century in the New Testament.
耶稣把这样的关系不只是人与神，还有人人之间的关系。
Jesus extend this relationship to human to human.
因为赦免我们亏欠我们的人。
So we need to, because we need to forgive those that are in debt to us.
所以耶稣的教导就是认自己的罪，也饶恕别人。
So Jesus teaches us to confess our sin and forgive others.
所以我们有一个逻辑，不饶恕人的话，罪可能就不得赦免。
So here a logic is established. If we don't forgive people, our sin is not forgiven.
那罪不得赦免，在马可福音记载着，你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他。好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你的过犯。你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你的过犯。
Mark 11:25-26. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
所以我们看到这边有一个重点，耶稣特别提到你们站着祷告的时候进行这件事，站着祷告的时候。
So here the key point is when people were standing and praying.
所以我们可以归纳到一个结论，不饶恕人，罪不得赦免，祷告不蒙垂听。 平。
So we can come to this conclusion according to this logic. If we don't forgive people, our sins are not forgiven, and then our prayers are not listened.
通常在怎么样的情况下，我们的罪会不得赦免呢？
In what kind of situation that our sins are not forgiven?
第一，我们有罪的时候。
First is when we are sinful.
包括先生，我们的祷告不蒙垂听啊。
Then our prayer are not listened.
第一，我们有罪。第二，我们不饶恕人。
Number two, when we are not forgiving.
第三，我们不相信。不相信指着对神存疑，对神的信心不够。
When we are not believing and we have doubts about God's faithfulness and we don't trust God.
第四个，不是神的旨意。
Not God's will.
哦，神让我能够考进台大医学院，台大电机系，可能不是神要你的旨意。
It may not be God's will for you to go to the best university in Taiwan, say Taiwan University. It might not be God's will.
第五，不是神的时候。
Not God's timing.
这些都是祷告不蒙垂听。
These are all the points that your prayer are not listened.
我们进入到不饶恕人这个地方。
So we want to focus on not forgiving.
在马太福音，耶稣说道：“绊倒人的事是免不了的。”
In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, "It is impossible that no offenses shall come."
彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？
Peter,
到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是七次，乃是到七十个七次。”
Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times."
所以耶稣对饶恕有一个相当高的标准。
So Jesus had a very high standard for forgiving.
我们回到绊倒人这件事情上。
Let's talk about stumbling.
绊倒人在 King James 的圣经上翻译为冒犯。
In King James Version, stumbling is translated to offenses.
冒犯在中文就是冒失、得罪、犯、侵犯。
In Chinese, it can mean very rude. You being very rude, you offend somebody, you sin against somebody.
我们看一下绊倒人在这个以色列的文化背景代表什么样的意思。
Then we want to see what stumbling blocks, the meaning of stumbling block in the culture of Israel.
在以色列大小石头很多，到处随手可得。
In Israel, there are plenty of rocks and stones everywhere.
要陷害一个人，最容易的方法就是在他必经之路放上石头。
To hurt someone, the easiest way is to place a rock on the way he passed.
加上当时人们习惯穿着裸露脚趾的拖鞋，皮肉之伤在所难免。
Plus, people were accustomed to wearing sandals with their toes exposed, so it's a common thing to get hurt on their feet.
绊脚石就是如同设下陷阱。机关圈套。
So stumbling block is just like setting up a trap, a trigger, or a setup.
耶稣说绊倒人的事是免不了的。
Jesus said it is impossible that no offenses should come.
绊倒人在希腊的原文叫做陷阱的板机。
So this word came from Greek.
请问一下，这边看到一个老鼠的笼子，好，这边有一个板机，请问这边挂着是
？In this picture, we see a mouse trap, and in the middle, there's something dangling there.
蛋糕
，It's a piece of cake.
还有可乐果，或是
maybe some chips，
或是意大利通心粉
，or some pasta.
这个板机就是陷阱里勾着诱饵的板机，当猎物咬住诱饵时，板机就触动机关，将猎物关在陷阱内，任猎人宰割。
This word means there is a bait inside a trap. When the prey bites into the bait, the mechanism is triggered to lock the prey in the trap.
这就是一个冒犯。
This is called an offense.
被冒犯。
Offended.
一条鱼看到鱼饵。
This fish had his eye on the bait.
我们把它形容被冒犯。
We say that he's offended.
什么是被冒犯？
What is offended? Being offended.
别人对你不好的脸色和态度。
Someone give you a hairy eyeball and a bad attitude.
别人鲁莽无礼的言语。
Someone act and talked in a rude way.
别人老是不改的恶习。
Someone just won't change their bad habits.
我常常被讲，尿尿的时候为什么不把马桶盖掀起来呢？
I was often told by someone that why don't I lift the toilet seat?
我想在座的男士有这样子的经验。
All the gentlemen might have the same experience.
被轻看藐视。
You're looked down upon and despised.
被言语霸凌。
You're bullied verbally.
被肢体攻击。
You were assaulted.
法律权益被侵犯。
You are violated legally.
被倒账骗钱。
You're cheated or scammed financially.
遭欺骗背叛。
You were betrayed.
被性侵犯。
You're sexually harassed.
冒犯从小到大，从轻微到严重的程度。
Offenses happen with different degrees, different level, all our life, ever since we're young till now.
那这些情况会发生在哪些关系上呢？
This situation can happen in
第一，我们的工作上，我们的上司，我们的同事，我们的下属，在职场上。
Offense can happen at workplace.
在你的生活周遭，你的邻居，你的朋友。
Among the friends and neighbors.
你的亲戚
，with your relatives，
进到家庭，你的兄弟姐妹
，in your family， your sibling can offend you too。
你的父母，你的子女
，including your parents and your children，
关系越来越深，关系越来越紧密。大家可以猜到最后一项是什么吗
？The deeper and the deeper relationship it gets, can you guess what's the next relationship that will appear?
没错，就是你的太太
，your
你的
spouse
丈夫。被冒犯，那如果选择不饶恕。我们这边形容就好像吞下这个诱饵。
When you are offended and you choose to bite and swallow the bait, that means you choose not to forgive.
谁是最大的主谋，布下这个饵，还有天罗地网？根据圣经的记载。
According to the Bible, do you know who is the master brain for stage all this drama and cast the bait?
在创世纪里面，根据的就是撒旦。
In Genesis, we know it's Satan.
饶恕原文是让他走，让他离开。
And forgive in the original context is send away, let go.
猴子看到了饵，伸手进去抓，然后不愿意放掉。
When the monkey saw the bait, he reached down to the jar and hold on to it.
拖着这个不愿意放掉的不饶恕，随如影随形，随着他。
And this box, this burden, and this unforgiving attitude just drag along with him everywhere he goes.
结果就是掉入了撒旦的陷阱，别人的冒犯。
So the offense has put him, has made him become the slave of Satan.
耶稣进一步讲到，你们站着祷告的时候，你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你的过犯。
Jesus continued to say that if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them. So if you don't forgive your Father, which are in heaven, will not forgive your offenses.
这会带来什么样的后果
？What kind of result it will bring on？
不饶恕人。带来罪不得赦免。
Not forgiving will lead to sin not forgiven.
罪不得赦免，祷告不蒙垂听。
Which lead to prayer not being listened.
失去了神的同在。
And you lose God's presence.
失去平安喜乐。
Lose peace and joy.
生出苦毒怨恨。
Breeds bitterness and hatred.
这些情绪会带给你肉体的耗损，带来疾病。
These emotions will lead to your exhaustion in your physical.
工作没有果效。
Work without your work is ineffective.
财务匮乏。
Financial lack.
所以，冒犯。是一个撒旦的诱饵，是一个绊脚石。
Therefore, offense is the bait that casted by Satan.
讲到这边，大家听了心情当然都觉得比较沉重，有点沮丧。
Now, you may feel a little discouraged and feel kind of heavy-hearted.
但是反之反观，我们中国人有一句话，就是危机就是。转机。
But if we look at it from another angle, we say our crisis can become a golden opportunity.
这是一个得冠冕的机会。
This is an opportunity to get a crown.
这个绊脚石会转变成一颗珍珠。
This stumbling block can turn into a pearl.
我们看到珍珠的形成是因为里面有一颗杂质石头。而形成这个日积月累，形成一颗漂亮的珍珠。
A grain of sand can develop into a pearl.
Amen. Yes. 我们举一些圣经上的例子，当你被冒犯伤害时，选择了饶恕。
We can take some example from the Bible that when you are offended, you choose to forgive.
第一，神的同在，喜乐平安加增。
With God's presence, your peace and joy increase.
凡事兴盛。
Prosper in all things.
我们都知道约瑟的故事。
We all know the story of Joseph.
约瑟他原谅了出卖他的十个哥哥。
Joseph forgave his 10 brothers that sold him away.
他在狱中。他也原谅了让他被陷他于不义的女主人。
In the jail, in the prison, Joseph also forgave the person that set him up.
凡事兴盛，平安喜乐。
Prosper in all things and with peace and joy.
他成为埃及的宰相。
He became the prime minister of Egypt.
同时我们选择饶恕话，病得医治。内在和外在。
And also we get healed inward and outward.
从苦境转回像约伯一样。
Turn from calamity like Job.
约伯选择原谅他三个朋友对他的贬低。
Job make a decision to forgive the three friends of his.
最后，选择饶恕会得到不朽的冠冕。
Choosing to forgive will get you a crown of glory.
我们用斯廷反的例子来看。
We take Stephen the martyr as an example.
斯提反殉道，这是斯提反。
This is Stephen.
旁边要丢石头的青年的青年。
A youngster was holding a big rock.
保罗之前叫扫罗，才坐在这边帮忙看衣服。
Saul at the time.Later on, Paul was watching, was guarding the garments there.
斯提凡在还没有被绊脚石砸死之前，他就说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”
Before Stephen was stoned to death by the stumbling block, he said, "Lord, please, forgive them."
在他选择饶恕的当下，神就立刻向他显现。给了他永恒的冠冕。
At the very moment when Stephen chose to forgive, God has appeared to him and gave him the crown of life.
斯提凡看见被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见上帝，还有耶稣在神的右边。
Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and when he looked up to the sky, he saw the heaven open, he saw the glory of God, and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand side of God.
在刹那间，斯提凡未死之前，他就见到了圣父、圣子被圣灵充满，是三位一体的神。
Stephen had eyewitnessed the Trinity God even before he died by the stone.
这是何等荣耀的冠冕。
What a glorious crown that he got.
想自然而他现在应该就是在天上。
So we can rest assured that Stephen is in heaven right now.
我们做一个简单的总结。
Let's make a conclusion.
被冒犯，你可以选择饶恕跟不饶恕。
When offended, you have two choices. You can choose to forgive or not forgive.
不饶恕就是吞下诱饵。
If you don't forgive, then you bite into the bait.
自绝于神的赦免，成为撒旦的掳物。
You are alienated from God's forgiveness, and then you became the prey of Satan.
你自然失去了平安喜乐，工作没有果效，失去神的同在，疾病匮乏。
You lose peace and joy. Your work is not effective. You don't have God's presence, and the illness and lack will follow you.
充满苦毒、怨恨、批评。
And you will be filled with bitterness, hatred, and criticism.
丧失了呼召。
So you lost and missed God's calling for you.
我们身为一个基督徒，知道呼召就是神对你的命定，神决定了你未来要走的路。
As a Christian, we understand calling means God's destination for you, God's plan for you to do.
相反的，我们选择了饶恕呢
？On the contrary, if we choose to forgive,
我们领受赦免的恩典。
We receive the grace of forgiving.
平安喜乐，病得医治。
We have peace and joy, and now we get healed, and we
感受神的同在，
祷告
蒙垂听。
God's presence, and we know God's listening to our prayers.
我们对冒犯的反应决定了我们未来的命运。
So how we react to an offense will decide our future.
在此，耶稣给我们三个原因。为什么我们需要饶恕人？
Here Jesus gave us three reasons why we should forgive people.
因为神饶恕了我。
First, because God forgave me.
圣经都说我们是欠了神的债的人，债额之大，我们靠自己无法还清。
We are all indebted to God, and our debt is so massively big.We cannot possibly pay off by ourselves.
但选神选择以怜悯待我们，饶恕我们，对我们说，让我们重新开始。
But God chose to treat us with mercy, and He forgave us, and He tell us, let's start with a clean slate.
神已经赦免了我的罪，现在他要我们赦免别人。
God has forgiven our sins. Now He asks us, He wants us to forgive others.
在以弗所书上记着。并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里面饶恕了你们一样。
Ephesians 4:32 Be kind and compassionate to another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
饶恕的关键在于，我认识到每天神是多么的饶恕的。
The key,
当我被饶恕后，我也要去饶恕别人。
The key to forgiveness is the realization of God's forgiveness to us every single day. And if we realize that God forgives us every day, then we should also forgive others.
第二，耶稣说，我们为什么要饶恕别人呢？
Secondly,
怨恨会使我落入悲惨的境。
Hatred will put us in a miserable situation.
怨恨的人如同身处地狱，备受折磨。
Those people are like living in hell and suffering in hell.
约伯记说，有人至死身体强壮，尽得平静安逸；有人至死心中痛苦，终生未尝福乐的滋味。
In the book of Job, it says, one person dies in full vigor, completely secure and at ease. Number 25. Another dies in bitterness of soul, never having enjoyed anything good.
不饶恕会折磨你。
Not forgiving will torment you.
我们无法饶恕时，并非是神把我们锁进监狱。
When we cannot forgive, it is not God who lock us into a prison.
而是我们把自己锁进愤怒和忧虑里面。
It's us ourselves lock ourselves into anger and anxiety.
我们不断重温这些伤害，伤害变得越来越大，继续的伤害我们。
We keep on relive this hurt, and this hurt grows bigger and bigger, continue to bring harm and injure us.
耶稣的饶恕是打开监狱的门唯一的钥匙，能够释放你。
Jesus' forgiveness is the key to the door of prison, and it can release you.
你要学会饶恕。
You must learn how to forgive.
第三个，耶稣要我们饶恕的原因。
Thirdly,
我在未来需要得到
I will need pardon and forgiveness in the future time.
有人问约翰·卫斯理，我无法饶恕这个人。
Someone asked John Wesley, and he said, I cannot forgive this person.
卫斯理说，那我希望你永远不要犯罪。
And Wesley answered, then I hope that you never make a mistake or sin forever.
我们都会犯罪，我们都需要得到饶恕。
We all sin, we all need forgiveness.
饶恕是一条双向的道路，有去才有回。
Forgiveness is a two-way street. It goes both ways.
你有饶恕人，你才会被饶恕。
You forgive, and then you will be forgiven.
但是请记住，饶恕不是立刻建立信任。
But remember, forgiveness is not to build trust instantly.
饶恕是立刻的，但是信任需要时间建立。
Forgiveness happens instantly, but it takes time to build trust.
我们现在用一个真实的故事发生在上一个世纪。
We'll talk about a true story that happened in the last century.
一本书叫做《密室》
This is a book written by Corrie ten Boom.
密室的作者彭柯利女士是一位荷兰的基督徒。
She is a Dutch Christian.
她在二战中帮忙救助逃离纳粹镇压的犹太人。
During the Second World War, she helped to harbor and rescue those Jewish people that was escaping Nazi oppression.
为犹太人提供密室居住。
She provided hiding place for the Jews to live.
因此，全家遭到纳粹逮捕，高廉的父亲甚至死在狱中。
For this, she and her family were arrested, and her old father died in the prison.
他们被纳粹送到位在奥地利雷文斯布鲁克的集中营。
They were sent to the concentration camp in Ravensbrück.
在纳粹狱卒的手中吃尽了苦头，受到无人性的对待。
They suffer and they were treated.They have inhumane treatment from the, by the jailer in Nazi concentration camp.
她的大姐死在集中营里，最后存活下来的只有她一个人。
Her big sister died in the concentration camp. Corrie was the only survivor.
战后，她出书记录这一段拯救八百多名犹太人的历史。
After war, she wrote a book and published a book to record the history of saving more than 800 Jewish people.
成了受给养的作者，并四处传播神的爱。
She became a renowned author and she gave speeches everywhere to talk about God's love.
以及神如何伸手拯救她的性命。
And how God has reached out to save her life.
但是在他的内心中，他仍旧难以忘怀纳粹所对他全家做的一切。
But deep down, she just couldn't forget, what Nazi has done to her and her loved ones.
两年后，他受邀到德国的慕尼黑去演讲，主题是神的饶恕。
Two years later, she was invited to give a speech in Munich in Germany, and the theme was God's forgiveness.
礼拜后，她发觉有个人从人群中向她走来。
After the service, she saw a man walking towards her.
她认得那个人。
She could recognize that person.
就是当时在集中营中看管她的狱卒。
She was one of the jailer who was overseeing her.
而且是最冷酷、最无情的那一位。
He was the most cruel and relentless and merciless one.
突然间，他生命中最悲惨的记忆全部涌了上来。
At that moment, the most miserable memory in her life all swelled up.
那人站在柯利的面前说。伸出手来要握手。
That person reached out her arm and wanted to shake her hand.
她说：“女士，你讲得很好，就像你所说的，我们的罪过都被丢到大海里面去了，这是何等的福分啊！”
He said, "Ma'am, you talk well. Just like you say, our sins are all casted in the deepest ocean. What a blessing we have."
但是柯蒂的心里在挣扎，迟迟无法伸出手来。
But Corrie's heart is in pain and struggling.
柯蒂知道眼前这位狱卒不认得他，但他却清楚记得他腰上那根前后摆动的皮鞭。
Corrie knew that this jailer might not recognize her, but she clearly remembered the whip that was attached to his hip.
此刻他的血液全部都冻结了。
At this moment, all the blood seemed to freeze inside of Corrie.
那人说，在你的演讲中提到雷文斯布鲁克的集中营，我曾是那里的狱卒。
That person said, in your speech, you mentioned the concentration camp in Ravensbrück. I was a jailer there.
但现在我是基督徒，神已经赦免我过去所有的罪了。
But now I'm a Christian. God has forgiven all my past sins.
但我仍希望听到你亲口对我说。
I still hope to hear from you to tell me.
他手伸向柯里说。
He reached out his arm to Corey.
你能原谅我吗？
Can you forgive me?
柯里心中激起了复杂的情绪。他一想到姐姐贝斯曾经被这位狱卒缓慢折磨致死。
The complicated emotion has made Curry so excited. He thought about his sister Beth, who died a painful and slow death in the hand of this jailer.
岂是一个道歉可以抹去吗？
Can a cheap apologize wipe out all that?
柯利面临了他一辈子最艰难的决定。
Corey was facing the most difficult decision in her whole life.
但他很清楚，神要他饶恕眼前这个人。
But she knew too well that God wanted her to forgive the man standing in front of her.
因为耶稣说，若你不饶恕人的过犯，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你的过犯。
Because Jesus said, if you don't forgive others, sins, your Father in heaven will not forgive your trespasses.
事实上，战后他在荷兰关心那些过去。经历纳粹暴行的受害者。
In fact, after war, Corey was caring for those victims that has experienced the Nazi atrocities.
他发现，能够饶恕敌人的人，不管身体上遭受如何的残疾，他们均能够回到社会，重建自己。
She found out those who can forgive their enemy, no matter how severely they are physically damaged, they were able to go back to the society, rebuild a life of their own.
那些怀着怨恨不肯饶恕的人，始终没有改善进步。
But those who harbor bitterness and not willing to forgive, they make no progress.
这个简单却难以实践的道理，柯利在心中默祷。
This is a simple yet impossible truth. Corey said a silent prayer.
耶稣，请帮助我。
Jesus, please help me.
帮助我可以举起手来。
Help me to raise my arm.
我能做的只有这么多。
I can do so much.
你来感动我的心吧。
You will have to touch my heart.
于是柯利生硬又机械化地把手挤进那一双在他面前的手里。
Then Corey raised her arm. Corey raised her arm in stiffness and mechanically put her hand in the hand in front of her.
就在那一刻不可思议的事情发生了。
Just at that split moment, something incredible happened.
一股暖流从他的肩膀开始往下冲到他的手臂，然后分散在他们交握的双手。
A current of warmth started to flow from her shoulder down to her arms and then reached the hands that clenched together.
接着这股医治的力量好像漫过她的全身，她眼泪泪崩了。
The healing power seemed to cover all her body and the tears just rolling down her cheeks.
他哭着告诉那人，我饶恕你，弟兄，我完全的饶恕你。
In tears, he told that man, I forgive you, brother, completely.
神的爱是如此的强烈，饶恕的爱并非出自自己，乃是来自于圣灵。
God's love is so strong. Forgiving love doesn't come out of ourselves, but from the power of Holy Spirit.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Romans 5:5, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.
饶恕不是个人能力的问题。
Forgiving is not about personal ability.
不是你能力好不好的问题。
It's not about how able you are.
而是个人的意愿问题。
It is a personal willingness.
是你愿意或不愿意。
If you will or not.
只要你愿意伸出手来。
Only if you are willing to reach out.
圣灵必立刻动工。
Holy Spirit will move and work instantly.
释放你，恢复你，重建你。
To release you, restore you, and rebuild you.
弟兄姐妹，在你现在过去的生命中，你有哪些被冒犯、被伤害的地方？
Brothers and sisters, in your life, past or present, are there anyone that offended you and you feel it difficult to forgive them?
这些人也许就在现场，也许在远方，也许在国外。
These people might be just right here with you, or they might be somewhere else, or even not in, even abroad, even in another country far away.
冒犯你的人也许现在还活着。
Those offended you might still be alive.
或已经到了天家了。
Or maybe they already passed on.
但是冒犯的感觉是不是愿意，你愿意放下这个冒犯的感觉？选择去饶恕他们呢?
No matter what, are you willing to lay down your burden and the feeling of being offended and truly say that you can forgive them?
让圣灵神的爱浇灌在你的心里面。
Allow Holy Spirit and God's love to pour into your heart and fill your heart.
我们现在好不好花一分钟的时间，请大家来回想一下，你生命中现在、过去，什么时候哪些人冒犯过你？你之前没有办法饶恕他，有哪些人诚心侵犯了你？我们现在花一分钟的时间来回想。那在这个过程中，请你是不是愿意学彭科利女士，把手伸出来，原谅杀害他全家的人，这种血海深仇更是更大的事情。好，现在好不好？我们用
Let's spend 1 minute in silent prayer. You can think about, you can recall whoever that have offended you, that make you feel really bad, and in your heart, can we all be like the example, the good sample that's set by Corey Ten Boom to set us a good example to forgive people and truly let go of those memories.
我们请把灯关暗一下。我们现在计时开始一分钟，请大家回想一下，可以把你的眼睛闭上。Thank you. 继续低头。我们一起做一个祷告。耶和华，耶和华，你是有连续有恩典的神。
Lord, Lord, you are a God full of grace and mercy.
不轻易发怒，且满有信实跟恩典。
You slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
为万代存留慈爱。
Maintaining love to thousands.
赦免罪孽。
Forgiving wickedness, rebellious, and
罪犯。
Sin.
是的，神啊，愿你此刻用你圣灵神的爱浇灌在每一个弟兄姐妹身上。
Lord, at this moment, we ask you to pour your spirit on every one of us.
让我们学着像彭克利女士一样，试着伸出手来。
Help us to learn from the example of Corey Ten Boom to reach out to forgive.
因为我们渴望不坏的冠冕。
Because we want that crown that will not decay.
像斯提凡一样，在死前可以经历到三一神的同在。
Like the martyr Stephen, that we want to experience the glory of the Trinity God.
我们渴望得到平安喜乐。
We want to enjoy your peace and joy.
渴望得到呼召。
We want your calling.
渴望得到你的恩宠。
We want your favor.
但是神，你要我能够去饶恕人。
But God, you ask us to forgive.
我做不到。
I can't do it.
但是神，我愿意去做。
But Lord, I'm willing to try.
哦，求你圣灵给我满满的爱去饶恕我不能饶恕的人。
Please, Holy Spirit, give us love that we can have this love. We can forgive the unforgivable.
从此我可以被建造。
I can be built.
被翻转。
I can be transformed.
被恢复。
I can be restored.
被重立。
I can be reestablished.
成为一个崭新的基督徒。
To become a new Christian.
可以坦然无惧地来到神你施恩宝座的面前。
To come to God in fearlessly to your throne.
感谢神在今天早上亲自用你的话语以圣灵充满我们。
Thank the Lord to encourage us with your word and your spirit.
愿今天我们走出教会的时候，饶恕的灵已经在我们身上生根了。
When we walked out of this place, the root of forgiving love will take root in our heart.
这样祷告都是奉主耶稣基督名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
神知道，
谢神今天透过质量弟兄给我们分享的信息，愿神用他的爱亲自来医治我们的心，让我们真的能够愿意完全来饶恕别人。
I pray that the Lord will use his love to touch your heart to make us so willingly to forgive others.
我们一起来领受上帝的祝福。
Let's receive God's blessing.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠，
May the grace of Jesus Christ，
天父上帝的慈爱，
Father's love，
以及圣灵的感动与交通，
And the Holy Spirit's communication，
常与我们众人同在，
Will be with us always，
从今时直到永远，
From now and forever，
Amen，
Amen。
祝大家有一个美好的一星期。
Have a nice week, everyone.